Blog Talk Radio.
All you Trey Horizons, back again. Big Yayo, Jay Warren, T Baby. Saddle up.
I need a cowgirl, someone I can play with, stay with, roll in the hay with. Cowgirl, I'm looking for a cowgirl.
Cowgirl, baby.
She got a cowboy boot and tight legged jeans on. Know she's the truth and ready to get a drink and ride. Oh, she's ready to ride. She got the cowgirl hat with the belt to match, gripping on that rope. She's such a class act. She's ready to ride. Oh, she's ready to ride. Someone I can play with, stay with, roll in the hay with. Cowgirl, I'm looking for a cowgirl.
Cowgirl, baby.
Give me a cowgirl, a girl that can ride.
Topics tonight that in some cases they may be issues for others, but we're going to bring it to you. The call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. And if you want to check the show out on the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/thesmithwayproduction. If you're on Blog Talk Radio or Instagram, Facebook, handle is facebook.com/drlalbertosmith. On our Instagram, for those individuals on Facebook and Blog Talk Radio, is at Coach DR, which is Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. And I just gave you information about Blog Talk Radio. So again, we're so excited to come before you again. It's just good to have a chance to be before you on Tuesday. There's a lot going on in our world, and we can address everything, but we're going to just talk about your relationship. Now, the question is, so why would I check out this show? Because it's the real relationship talk show. We don't have no filter. I am the guru and proud to have an opportunity to share the many experiences I've had, as well as those individuals who join me as experts from time to time. You know, tonight I'll be solo to a point. I may get a call in from one of those experts that was invited to come in. They're co-hosts on my other show on Monday night, which occurred last night, Talking Real to You. So they get an opportunity to give a call as well. If you want to email, you can call, email that. We make sure that Dr. Lowe's show at gmail.com, and y'all said, wait a minute, now you have so many, have several shows, have several email sites that we have to go to, so we use all of those to make sure we're able to share our opportunities with you. Now, the Twitter account is at Dr. Larissa D. Smith, number one, or at Dr. Lowe Show, number one. So you can communicate with us many ways. So we look forward to having you on tonight and being a part. I do want you to call in. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. We have something that's burning and desiring that you want to say, and I will identify the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll ask you to give your name and the location if you choose to do so and offer your comments, your questions, and your expertise. Tonight's show is titled, Relationships Are Complicated. And we want to talk about that because we got several topics on this format that we want to try to talk about and allow you to be a part of as well. You can call in and just do it. If you want to hit me on Facebook while you're up, as I wave at many of the people that's on Facebook now, and if you want to write in your comments, it's all right because I'll read your comments. Now, when we start our show off, we're talking about relationships. We're talking about a real relationship. We're not talking about no joke. When you say relationships are complicated, we're talking about a real relationship. We ain't talking about playtime for some people who want to play around. And we got some situations that we're going to talk about tonight, and we want you to listen to it and share your thoughts on it as well. First of all, when we're talking about a relationship, we have to look at healthy relationship traits. We always start our shows off talking about at least one or two of the traits. If we start off with five traits, but now we're up to eight traits, and I'm so proud to have eight because as we go through life, these are some of the things you ought to see in a healthy relationship. First of all, self-love. We're always talking about self-love. If you can't love yourself, it's hard to love somebody else in a relationship. You won't have the effort or the know-how to be able to do it. So love yourself. You look in the mirror and you like what you see, you get excited. You know, I love myself and my skin, so I know I can love somebody else. And it's just like we've been talking in several shows. If you love yourself, you wouldn't have a problem telling somebody, I love you, because it's a gift that tells you I care about you, I want to be a part of your life, and I feel responsible in this relationship. I have high expectations. All of this is all us. So loving yourself is good enough and strong enough that you can say, I love you, and give them that gift. And the important thing about it, they will give it back to in return. It's one thing about it, when individuals in a relationship and they can hear that and you become vulnerable, and that's one thing we always talk about, you become invulnerable, allowing yourself to experience fear, because that's what a relationship is like. I remember reading one of those research-based articles about being in a relationship is almost like getting a PhD. If you know of people who've been through it, it's a small percentage of people in our community that have PhDs or EDDs, have a doctoral degree. It is tough. It takes a lot of work, a lot of research. It takes a lot of hours, a lot of money, and you don't have it. In a relationship, it requires the same thing. We're going to talk about what it required to be in a relationship. I mean, a real relationship where you could be comfortable, not anything you call playtime. And we're going to talk about that as well, because for some people, a relationship is a game that they must win. And the thing about being in a relationship is 365 days a week, a year, you have 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And I just want you to understand that it's hard work. You're going to hear that come out of my mouth again later on, talking about hard work. So we talked about self-love. So you're talking about loving yourself and able to love somebody else. That's one of the characteristics or one of the traits of a healthy relationship or a happy relationship. Just keep it in mind. Those two things ties into one another. Next one is honesty. If you're not ready to be honest, you're not ready to just be straightforward with people and let them know things about you that you feel like you must cover, because it may make you vulnerable. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to be happy or healthy relationship. So just keep that in mind. I'm getting a couple of people trying to buzz in now. And I don't know why they want to try to do it when the show is going on. People are trying to call in, so we're not going to address that call. We're just going to wait till we get ready to move forward, and they can email me or text me if you're one of the individuals that's trying to call in now at this point to the direct line. We don't need you to call the direct line. We need you to call 347-857-4192. Make sure you're doing that. See, now, you know, they just coming from everywhere. You see, you got people just calling, and they got to understand, again, 347-857-4192. Press 1. I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I'll distinctly ask you to give your name, your location, and offer your comments, questions, or your expertise. The third thing is trust. If you can't trust that, first of all, I believe when you said trust yourself. Can you trust yourself to go somewhere with some of your friends, whether it's a bunch of your female friends, or if it's a guy, a bunch of your male friend, you get out, your eyes wandering, you think it's time for it because you're free, you don't have nobody. If you can't trust yourself, don't try to trust somebody else, because it starts with self. Everything is all about self, so you got to be able to trust yourself. Another healthy trait that we talked about is communication. You got to be able to communicate. You'll find out as we talk about why relationships are complicated. It's because people are not able to communicate. People don't want to listen to what you have to say, and you don't want to listen to what they have to say. So there's a barrier there. That barrier is strong. It's a big problem. So you have to keep in mind communication is so important, not connection. Now, if you're not connecting with that person, when you meet somebody, you connect. For example, I was listening to someone over the weekend. They was talking in regards to that. They said, when I was in this place and I saw you, and it was a connection there. I said, well, I appreciate that. Now, that's a connection. And is able to see that maybe it's a possibility this person is likable. He might be, you know, his curiosity kicks in. That's when you become vulnerable, because you don't know exactly what direction you're going to go with that. So you take the opportunity to find out more about that person. You know, we're talking about the tiers of relationship. One of the first tier is associate. When I meet you, I'm just your associate. Just like if I'm working on a job or working and I'm out as a consultant, I come in and I'm known as an associate with the company. I'm not part of the company. I'm just there. So we know our name, you know what I could do, know my capabilities. Then acquaintance is the second tier. And those two tiers fall in the beginning part of a relationship, so that connection has to come in those phases right there, or those tiers, as we call it. Now, there's three more. That one we added two weeks ago, and this next one is what we're going to talk about. We're at willingness. If you're not willing to work on that relationship, if you're not willing to be in a monogamy relationship, then you got a problem there. You can't be in a non-monogamy relationship when you got so many sexual partners and you got so many individuals you trying to get with. You got quads and you got tri-quads. You got everything. You got so many people you're dealing with. You're not ready to do that. You're not willing to work in that one relationship with that particular person. And so it can be healthy, so it can grow. So you can mature and they can mature in the relationship. There are two new ones that we added to it, because I felt like as people, I talk with people, they share these with me, and I want to share it with you. Compassion. You know, one thing about compassion is have a kindness within yourself, being generous, humane. You know, if you're all about that and you have a warm heart, you're warm-hearted. If you're not compassionate in a relationship, you're not going to be successful. Most of the time, you're going to run into some problems when that person just quite don't understand where you're coming from, and what they would do is create a problem with the relationship. I'll go back to one of the work relationships I had with one of my supervisors many years ago before I retired. And there was a situation with one of the staff person or one of the instructors at one of the schools was diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. And God bless her soul, she passed on And I worked with her as when I was coaching that school. She's good people and everything. And God bless her family. I know it's been some years, but that supervisor, and yeah, I call him out too, because he didn't have the compassion. He didn't understand what is required, because on a work, you have a work relationship too. And that person was coming in early at 6 o'clock, 5:30, 6 in the morning, working, doing all the early duties so they could leave and get their treatment at 3:30. And this person, as a supervisor, decided to recommend the principal for allowing that person to go. That's not compassion. That's not kindness. And it's hard to operate that. If you that way on that job, you're not coming out of like that in your personal life. And sometimes you have not in your personal life, I know for a fact, as an individual, you don't have a relationship or even a marriage that's a marriage, but it's like you got an agreement. And that's one of the things we're going to talk about in monogamy, about an agreement. And some people I'm hoping will call and join in and be a part of this when we start talking about particular topics that hits your nerve. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Give us a call. Press 1 when you have something you want to share with us, and I'll identify the last 4 digits of your cell, then ask you to give your name, location, then offer your comments, your questions, or your expertise. All right, commitment. That's the last one we want to talk about before we move into the other topics we have here about relationship is complicated. Commitment. If you're not committed and willing to be committed to anyone or anything, 9 times out of 10, you're going to run into a serious problem. Commitment begins with desire. Just remember that. Commitment begins with desire. You have to have a desire to be committed to something. And you have to put the greatest effort. It requires hard work. In a relationship, it's hard work. If you're afraid to give the hard work, don't step into that relationship. Go into the one that you're going to be monogamy on, and you can have 4 or 5 different partners, or 6 or 7, if it's consensual and you're happy with it. And it's fine with it, but if you want to get into that relationship with that one person, you got to be ready to be committed to that relationship, committed to that person. You cannot be out or on Facebook, social media, you know, doing all these things on there that puts you in a position where it may not seem like you're committed. Because all that has to be a inkling that you're not committed in a relationship. So in fact, that's an opportunity for them to move in. So commitment is that other healthy trait. Quickly, self-love, honesty, trust, communication, connection, willingness, passion, and commitment. Keep that in mind as we continue to talk about the topics as we move forward. All right, the first topic we'll say that we want to talk about, we always have to go through our healthy relationship traits or tips or characteristics, if you want to call it. Relationships are not complicated until we make them. I want you to agree or disagree with it. Just think about it. Relationships are not complicated until we make them. Think about it. And think about some reasons why we make relationships complicated. First of all, I said, if you don't want to be in a committed relationship, you're going to make it complicated. You're going to do everything to make it complicated. It's not complicated until you make it. When you decide to make it complicated, you're going to have some problems. That relationship is not going to be successful because you're going to find ways not to do what you're supposed to do. First of all, communication, as we said, one of the health traits. You're not going to be able to communicate. You're going to communicate to understand. A lot of times people do that by screaming and shouting. They don't listen to what nobody else has to say. This is what I say it is, and that's what I think. It don't make no difference what you say. That's making it complicated. You know, you more or less don't want to give of yourself. You don't want to do anything to make the relationship better. So what you do, you try to do some things that create problems. Okay? So the lack of communication would be the first reason why a relationship becomes complicated. It's not complicated, but it can become complicated because of lack of communication. If you're not willing to communicate, you know, in regards with your partner, you prefer talking to somebody else, then the relationship is going to be complicated, and it will create misunderstandings. The only way we can discuss and solve any kind of problems or if we got a concern is to talk to each other. And I have a thing that I really have a major problem with when you're talking about the lack of communication in a relationship. I don't think texting is the best way for me to communicate. You may can text something, but if that's your only means of communication, something is kind of missed there. You can be a part of this conversation, 347-857-4192. Give me a call. Identify with your last four digits of your cell or telephone number, and it actually gives your name and location if you choose to do that, and give us your comment just about the lack of communication in a relationship. The relationship is not complicated. It is not complicated until we make it. We can make it by having a lack of communication. Also, the second thing we'll say that's one of the reasons why that a relationship becomes complicated, lies. Come on now, not being able to tell the truth. Go back, honesty, truth, trustworthy. Remember those, the second two I talked about on the healthy traits in a relationship? Lies that make everything worse. If you got to tell one lie, you're going to have to tell number two. You're going to have to tell number three. Now then, you're going to forget. You're going to eventually forget what lie you told. You know, I have one of the individuals watching on Facebook stated some men can't communicate. That's a possibility. Or some men don't want to communicate. Individuals can't communicate when they're comfortable doing it. But let's keep that in mind. I'm not saying some can't communicate, but when they want something and it's important, they will communicate to get it in whatever kind of language they need to communicate. It's not that I don't say they can't communicate. They choose not to. If they're not communicating with you, that means they're not choosing to communicate with you. And we have to keep that in mind. That back to the lack of communication. Lies. Just make everything worse. The base of a relationship is trust. I said that from the beginning. Being able to trust that individual you're with. It's better for you to break up and move on when you're dealing with somebody that's lying to you all the time. Don't sit there and accept that. Don't sit there and let that person tell you things that you know is not true. It's up to you to accept that. And if you allow that person to get away with those lies telling you to just maintain a relationship, that's almost as this thing we haven't heard, and some of you may have heard this before, peace of relationship is better than no relationship. Yes. Peace of relationship ain't better than no relationship. You better be in no relationship. You know, so we have to keep that in mind. You know, I said, make sure you comment. I have no problem reading the comment as we talk. We have a comment, then that's what makes the relationship complicated. Correct. Not being able to communicate. Telling lies. You know, if that person is lying and is not trustworthy, why spend your time? That's one of the things when you talk with somebody in that phase of associating, you get to a point and they always lay things out. Tell them what you're looking for. And one of the things is just some of the two things we're just missing. Somebody to be able to communicate with me, and I can communicate with them. Somebody that's going to listen to me because I'm willing to listen to them. That makes that communication at a high level right there. And somebody that's going to be trustworthy. I can trust them. First of all, I said, you can't be able to trust anybody else until you trust yourself. If you're not capable of trusting yourself, then 9 times out of 10, you're not going to be successful anyway. And then you're going to find an opportunity to tell one lie, and you'll continue with another lie. And you'll continue on with the lies. And, you know, and nothing's going to come good in your relationship when based on lies. Nothing will come good in your relationship based on lies. And be afraid to say, No, I'm going to move on. Because that's back to my thing I always share on my show. When people show themselves, believe what you see or hear, and run as fast as you can. When I say hear, not from somebody else, from that person. From the person you're interested in that relationship, having a real relationship. Run as fast as you can. Don't stay around there. You got to move on. Because if you accept that, it's like, okay, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. That's a challenge when you start giving people benefit of the doubt because they see that you're giving them that. So they're going to tell another lie. If not, they're going to, because if they think it's true, they don't feel like it's a lie. They don't feel like they're telling, they think they're telling you the truth in their mind. That's a problem there. You got to keep in mind with that. All right, egos, jealousy. You know, in life, everybody have an ego that we have to hinge forth on. And I always say that because a lot of times individuals, especially males, we have big egos. We think we can do everything, and we are performing at a high level at everything, and we don't feel like we're able to do anything wrong. And when a young lady come and tell you that, your ego gets. You get bust. You take a step back. Wait a minute. Hold up. I know I'm doing better than that. I know who I am. I know what I can do, and you may not. Sometimes we have to assess ourselves and reassess ourselves and make sure that we are doing what we're supposed to. So our egos get in the way, and it has a big problem. An ego can run a relationship, can ruin a relationship. Your ego, so big. Ain't no room for nobody else to fit in where you are. No, your ego. Jealousy. You know, I can talk about jealousy. You know, we jealousy is a sense of being fear. What can happen, what should happen. It is not a definition of it. I'm just saying, I get jealous of what that person over there talking to that person. He may leave me and go to somebody else. So I'm jealous about that. We have some people, even on work relationship, jealous of a person that works right beside them in the next cubicle, in the next office, wherever it may be. Might be because of how they're gradually going up the ladder or how they're some things, materialistic things they have. That's small-minded there right there, jealousy. You can't allow that to dictate your relationship. It'll create a problem with you. And we have to make sure you have to always to avoid these things, to stay in touch with your partner so you can really know what's going on, whether it's a long-distance relationship or short-distance relationship, stay in touch. You know, so you know, y'all are always sharing things with one another. You don't have to talk about it. Communication, now talk about some things that may cause you to feel like you can get jealous about something. Talk about it. Give expectations. That's what it's all about, you know. Space and silence. Come on now. People say, I need some space. And you just back off. Matter of fact, I was watching a divorce court, and then they've been the shows I do record that. And I look at it, come back and look at it from time to time. And in one of the cases that was on there, and it was about the person said that the young lady, it was 23, both of them was 23, and she was he felt like she was smothering him. Wouldn't give him no space. Said she come over to the house and said she want to stay a few days. She stayed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. And he wants her to leave, and he can't tell her. He won't communicate with her. But when you open the door up and she said, okay, we got this relationship, and you can see how angry she was getting. She was so upset because he said he wanted space. Because she thinking his space is to go find somebody else. That's an insecurity. That's vulnerability right there. But that's all a part of a relationship is how you handle it. So it's all right to give somebody their space. It's fine. But y'all have to be able to communicate about it. What are the expectations you're dealing with when you're dealing with space? You know, just make sure you're able to communicate about what you're expecting the relationship to be. You know, silence. You know, silence of the lamb. Silence is deadly. People that go silent on you, you need to be concerned about them. If you have to have a conversation, and we're going to talk about some things that cause a relationship to blossom. And it's going to be one of the things of being able in the morning time, having a routine that y'all do together in the morning where you're talking to each other when you get up. If you decide to be in a relationship and you taking on the wifey duties and haven't got married yet, meaning they stay with you and they there with you, you're doing everything, or you stay there, y'all have made a commitment to be there together and hopefully a relationship that would be you get married eventually, but then you're not able to communicate in the morning. Wake up, you got to say, you know, be glad. They routine, have a routine number. Get up at the same time, get your shower, sit down, get a cup of coffee. Do that. That's key to a relationship. But you can't do that and don't say anything to each other. You can't be silent. Be a part of it. You can be a major part of this. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll identify you with the last four digits of the cell, our telephone number, and ask you to give your name, your location, as well as your comments, your questions, expertise. Silence is deadly. It can kill a relationship. You know, if your partner is too silent, you got to find out the reason. There's no problem asking why she is not interested in conversating with you, communicating with you, talking with you, because we're in this relationship together. Healthy trait, communication. If you're silent, we're not, but we can communicate through our actions as well. Now, you can draw any kind of conclusion you want to from a person being silent while they're with you, spending time, y'all supposed to be in a relationship and working toward a real relationship. Just keep it in mind. You have to make sure once that starts to occur, you have to talk with that person, as I said, you know, because it becomes complicated. It creates complications. It creates doubt. Think about it. That person goes silent on you. Get up in the morning, don't say nothing to you. Leave out the house, don't say anything to you. Come back in the afternoon, don't say anything. Remember I said one of the things that you must make sure the relationship grows and go where it needs to be is that you have to create that thing about a routine in the morning that both of you all are doing. Communicating would be that one of the most important things, talking with each other. And then throughout the day, do some things to keep that relationship strong. So it's hard work, man. It's 365 days a year, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. It's all about hard work, being committed, being willing to work at all. All of these traits, we're talking about compassion for each other. These are the things that we look at in dealing with relationship being complicated until it's okay until we make it complicated. So as relationships are not complicated until we make them. These are some things we're sharing. We want you to offer your thoughts on that as well. You can comment on Facebook and I'll read your comment. I have no problem. I'm gonna read your comment. Your comment, because I wanted to be shared with all of the individuals that's part of this vessel. Who's in the listening? Like I said, we're in 16 countries. So 16 countries of individuals are listening to us right now. Whether it's 1, 2, 3, 15, 16, whatever individuals, and those someone is listening via internet or they're calling in and they're trying to make sure what's going on Facebook. They're all over the world. So share your thoughts, because the same problem you have, somebody else may have as well. You know, it was always this true. No, you know, the only dumb question or stupid question, that's not asked. You can ask a question so you can find out. We always say it in this group. Share your question. Don't sit back and don't ask the question. Then you'll be short and you won't have the understanding. So let's make sure. Now, the next topic we want to focus on is discussing why non-monogamy is more common than you think and why it makes a real relationship complicated. Here we go. Complicated. Back to a relationship coming. Non-monogamy. A relationship should be monogamy. Have you one partner and you work with that one partner. Now, You can get over there and buzz me and jam me. Oh, some guys got two or three or four. Yes, some do. And that's what we're talking about, non-monogamy. If you're all right with it, come on, let me know. You're all right with your mate having four or five different individuals, two and three, or having somebody else on the side. That's not, we're talking about a complication of a relationship. Wouldn't that make a relationship very complicated? Very complicated. Think about it now, additional person. I had an opportunity to have a conversation this weekend with someone, and they was talking about that, what they were for, and they was looking for something like that. And they asked me what I thought about it. Said, hey, you're on the talk show, what do you think about it? I don't agree with it. You know, I believe that if you're going to be, go through the seven traits or the eight traits we had shared with you, you got to work with one person. You can't do it with two people. I don't care if you think it's all right to bring them in the same home. You know, my mom always told me, you know, a home with two women in it and one man ain't going to work. Some people think it will, but it's not. And vice versa with a woman and two men, it's just not going to work. Because there's only going to be one king, one queen. You can't have two queens and a king. You can't have two kings and a queen. If you think it works, please let me know. I want you to come on this show and share it with me how you think it can work. If you would experience it, it's fine. I'm okay with it. Tell me how it works. Because someone that's making that triangle work, that one person, have to have something, whether it's financially, whether they're controlling you, are you just happy that, you know, not any other choices out but that person? And I, and this is what we're talking about, non-monogamy, consensual non-monogamy. Think about it, consensual. We got a lot of people, and there's some data to support it, and I want to share some data that I was able to pick out today and read in regards to non-monogamy relationship, but consensual-wise. It says it's estimated that about 4% to 5% of the people living in the United States are currently participating in what's known as a consensual, ethical, non-monogamy, a practice in which partners maintain more than one sexual and romantic relationships with each other, knowledge and consent. Just tell me what you think about that. We got at least 45% of people living in the United States is all right with it. It's all right. Now, I think the numbers that was given was more in line to maybe some individual. Now, this is my opinion. That's based on the research that was offered and Journal of Sex and Marital Therapy was offered that information, and it just says that 45% participate in consensual non-monogamous relationships. What you think? Tell me what you think. We got people on Facebook. I want you to share your thoughts. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. A lot of people may be all right with an open relationship, but it's a different one. You said non-monogamy relationship, consensual, that you bring somebody into your home and do. Now, you know he got two, three different women. You accept that, you know, okay, fine. You're comfortable with it. Okay, that's what it said, my tongue in time. Monogamy. None. It's all right if you let your male mate have three or four different women. But I just see too many today's show when there's so much controversy, especially at the divorce court, when they're talking about that same thing going on. Or it may be on one of those shows that comes on in the afternoon, Maury, the Springer, and all of them, and it's just not working because you got, in most cases, two women and one man. And that, you know, it ain't working out. It could be family members doing that, you know, with two sisters with a brother, two brothers with a, you know, with a young lady. It's just so many things. We say it works. Some people, it's only 4 to 5% That leaves 96% to 95% don't really think it works in their order. Maybe they don't have anything to say about it. They weren't interested in the research. But the bottom line is, as for myself, I can speak, and I can't speak on past myself. That is something I wouldn't want to be involved with, bringing someone actually in that sensual relationship and bringing them actually in your home. That's the key to it. It's still between you got your Billy got a home here, but you're going to take care of another home over there. That's what he chooses to. It is all right with you, fine. Like the piece of man is better than no man, some people say. I don't agree with that. Any woman that says that's showing themselves. They deserve their own mate. Because it's hard enough when you're talking about the healthy relationship traits that you have to go through. Self-love, trust, honesty, communication, connection, willingness, compassion, commitment. Seriously, tell me. It takes all that to make a relationship healthy. You're telling me you can do that with two other individuals outside of, you know, to be able to have them on that same track where you can do that without somebody not falling in line with it, or if they accepting it, somebody's going to be sold short. I personally believe that. So those are one of the things that we want to kind of keep an eye on. It. You know, it's happening. We're not saying it's not happening in America, the United States, but you got to keep in mind, you know, just because you want to call yourself a swinger and you're part of the swinger set, that's fine if that's you part of it. You want to be a part of that. If you're comfortable with that, it's okay. But check yourself. See if that's what you want. See if you're comfortable with a consensual non-monogamy relationship. It can create complications. The relationship is already complicated. Yeah, but your mate got two or three different partners. Come on. Talk with me. I want you to share your thoughts with it. Call the numbers 347-857-4192. The relationship guru, just sharing things. The thing about when I talk with people, of how people want to share, talk about topics, and I bring it to the show. I want to share it because I'm hearing what they're saying, agreeing with them or disagreeing with them. I still want to share what they're saying because they have topics that are important. It's things important to them. They're wrapping their hands around, and I want to be able to, and I want you to do the same. This vessel is here for this, so you have a great opportunity. All right, our next topic we're going to talk about is discuss why relationships are considered to be a game and it's all about winning. Tell me what you think about that. Do you think the relationship is all about a game? I think a lot of time it is, because in the game, you all about winning. Tell me in your lifetime, you haven't been in a relationship when you're with someone and all they're thinking about winning. And the winning can get it coming in any form. You know what you have dealt with. However, the winning might be, okay, I want to be able to control this relationship. That's winning to them. It's just like playing a game. And that's what it's all about. So, you know, a lot of people have that idea of winning. So, investing all your time and making all the efforts and meeting all the traits that we're asking you to do, but you end this as a game. You know, I said, in a game, it requires a game plan, right? So if you're in a relationship, you must have a game plan. Now, think about it. It could be a game that you can win at it when you created the best game plan. You know? The best game plan. That's, I'm looking at it from a male perspective. Let me hear some female perspective. I want to hear what you all have to say as well. Call in. Give us some comments. What do you think? Is it only a male perspective that it's a game? Saying women don't play in a relationship or dating, play it as a game? You're telling me that? It's hard. I'm just telling you, I've seen some of them operate, and it's been a game for them as well. So it's not always just the male. It's the female. They're playing the game too. Wrong, right, indifferent is still a game to them. And they're all about winning too. They want to get as much as they can out of the relationship. Not worry about working on those traits and developing those traits that are required to have a successful, a healthy relationship or a happy relationship. They're trying to see what they can get out of it. Go back to the situation I said, discussion I had about the consensual non-monogamous relationship. Think about it. You're in there to get something. It might be financially help for you. It just might be that. Think about when you're dealing with situations in a relationship when that person is, you see why you keep missing with them, because they're trying to win at what they're doing. And they bring up several things. I just want you to think about it. You can say you haven't experienced it yet. It's not a game to you, but a lot of times it's all about winning. It's all about winning at it. But you want it to be, if it's a game and have a game plan, we all are going to win at it. I mean, anybody that's in the game of a relationship, they want to win at it. Or dating, yes, they want to, but you got to have a game plan where both people win at it. It's not all about one person win and the other person losing. It ain't what it's all about. When you play games with people and have a game plan that includes the developing the healthy trait, developing the trust and making sure the trust is there in that relationship, the honesty is in that relationship, you communicate in that relationship, you're connected in that relationship, you're willing to work in that relationship, you have compassion, commitment. If the game plan is part and include those things, everybody wins. We all win. So it's fine to be a game. The best game plan in sports don't always go like you want to go, but it puts you in a position to be successful, because you always can make an adjustment if you have to make an adjustment. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's what a relationship is all about, too. We say if you're going to be the best in athletics, we have to work hard. In a relationship, we want to have the best relationship, we have to do it. That's part of the game plan. Work hard. Practice. In the game, in the sports, you have to practice to be the best. In a relationship, you have to practice healthy tips and traits to be successful. You have to practice these things, these traits. It doesn't come easy for some people. As I say, I was giving an example about compassion. Some people are just not compassionate about anything. Some people just feel like, you know, they don't have to be. They don't have to show their kindness, because kindness in some people is weakness. You heard that? Don't take my kindness for weakness. That's what compassion is all about, because I care, I'm nice, I'm willing to go the extra mile. My compassion is, I'm concerned about people. I'm concerned whether you're healthy, you're in good shape, you're taking care. But you going to take that as saying that's a weakness? You playing the game, and you're not going to win at that game. I'm telling you now, you're going to lose at that. That's why we have to work at through our game plan, get the great hard work on each of those traits so we can be successful. That's why we call them traits for a healthy relationship. Self-love, honesty, trust, communication. You got to work hard on communication. I'm going to share a little bit, we got about 11 minutes left. We're going to talk about a couple other things. Commitment, compassion, willingness. All of those. You got to be able to do it. You got to make sure you work. Have a game plan so you can be successful. The better you get at doing these things, the more you'll win. More you're winning your relationship. More you're winning the game of dating. The more you work at practice your voice. Don't be afraid. Don't let your ideal of vulnerability get in the way. Let your ideal of insecurity get in the way. You want to be vulnerable if you do those healthy traits. But your relationship, your happy relationship, and that's what we're talking about, being a part of a happy relationship. All right, our next topic we want to touch bases on is discuss why more often relationships are more complicated than they need to be. We're going to talk about the reasons why those relationships are often complicated than they need to be. Here are the reasons, because we was talking about exactly how complicated relationships and why we make them more complicated. Let's look at some reasons why they are more complicated than they need to be. The first reason is that people learn their relationship skills from being in toxic relationships. One reason is people learn relationship skills from being in a toxic relationship. Oh, I want you to share your thoughts on that. Call in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and you can be part of this conversation. Tell me whether you agree with that reason or not. People learn relationship skills from being in toxic relationships, as well as people learn relationship skills when they're in a real relationship. And if you have those traits and you work at the game plan, making sure those traits are working, practice what you preach, you can have success. But if you're in a toxic relationship, those same skills that you learn in that toxic relationship will come along with you. You can't lead a relationship when it's toxic, and you create and learn some skills over there and come to the next relationship. And everybody, you know, you hear this a lot of people. You're not bringing your baggage with you. Your learned behavior, your skills that you learn in a relationship will come along with you. What people accepted in one previous relationship may not be acceptable in the next relationship. If it was toxic when you're going toe-to-toe all the time and you're in arguments and they're not healthy arguments and healthy debates, you bring those the same kind of skill over to that new relationship. We always say, don't bring that baggage over here. But you know what? When you learn a skill, it's hard to get rid of that skill until you see something different. If you with somebody, I'm not going to be going through, I'm not tolerating that with you, what you bring it with you, you're going to have to adjust it. If you can't adjust it, you move on or they move on. Somebody need to move on. Don't stay there in that relationship when you know that person bringing some skills that are toxic or not good. They don't want to hear nothing you have to say. Communication. They don't care about anything. Have that compassion. They're not willing to work at it because in the previous relationship, they felt like it was done so bad. They put up all the walls, and I just like, I'm going to do anything because that other relationship was not bad. So your relationship skills are learned a lot of times from toxic relationships. You know, you probably can go back and think about your life. Some may take back, take time to go further back, you know, about the relationships you've been in. And you say, this is a real good relationship. And you said that was a real good relationship. Even though it did not succeed, it still had the characteristics, had the skills of a real good relationship. There were some things in there that was not good that you couldn't work through, so you're no longer with that person. But you can pull out the things that was good. Don't pull out the bad things and focus. And a lot of times, and agree or disagree, a lot of you all, y'all know that people do this. They always find the negative things that happened in that previous relationship and bring it over to the next relationship. I'm not going to do that. Okay, you're not going to do it, but you learned that skill how to do it while you was in that toxic relationship. Won't you look at the good things that was good in that relationship, in that real relationship? Won't you look at the positive things? Work on them. Have your game plan set around those positive things in that relationship instead of the negative things. Don't bring that garbage over here. Don't bring that baggage over here. Bring some positive things, because there are some positive things. No matter what kind of relationship, there's something positive for you to stay with people more than a day. If you're in a relationship and been in a relationship 4 or 5 years and y'all break up, 2 or 3 years and y'all break up, there was something positive that kept those relationships or kept that relationship together for that period of time. Matter of fact, I was talking to someone recently, and they was sharing their thoughts about their previous relationship or their marriage. And they were saying for all the years of 20-some years, they was married to this person. This person didn't do some of the things to work on and make a good relationship, and they did do some things. But in the end, when it came to a head that it was no longer working, that individual said, I've been waiting for you to drop the ball. I've been waiting on you to drop the hammer. That's what they said. Drop the hammer. All these years, you've been waiting to see if I'm going to drop the hammer on you because you didn't do what you're supposed to do. Think about how toxic that could be. It's very toxic. And you can carry and bring that over to the next relationship, because if you tell someone about it that's never experienced what you're going in, because they weren't in your relationship, you're bringing it with you because you're sharing it with them. You can't understand. That's a relationship skill that we have to look at and focus on that. We have to make sure that we use good dating, good relationship material. Everybody said, what's that? Go back to your healthy traits. Just remember, these 8 traits are out there. They're important. Self-love, trust, honesty, communication, connection, willing to do, a willingness, commit. Compassion. About those things. Just think about it. Have that part of your game plan. Try to be as successful as possible. And the next reason why relationships are complicated when they don't need to be complicated, most of the time you're in the wrong relationship. Tell me. Think about it. Go back. Love father for others. And think about what was going on. You was in the wrong relationship. That relationship didn't meant for you. Somehow you end up in it. It might have been your sense of wanting to be with somebody at that time. And you think about it. The wrong relationship. Have you ever been in the wrong relationship? I have. I admit it. But I took whatever came out of that relationship and used it where I can move into the right direction and offer my thoughts while I'm doing that. I have been in the wrong relationship. Ask yourself, have you been in the wrong relationship? Something you may have wanted so bad, and that person really didn't want you. Let's be for real. You want to be in a relationship and somebody didn't want to be in a relationship. That's the wrong relationship. You tell them I love you and they ain't going to ever tell you I love you because they don't love you. They love what you can do for them. That's not the right relationship. If you're comfortable with it, if that's the way you want to live your life, it's fine. Some people say they what they call is power couple. I'm gonna be in a help get somebody so we can be a power, have a power couple. We're a power couple. That way we're making money, we got all the things, but it might not be the right, but it's the wrong relationship for you. Think about it. I'm not saying money is not important, but I'm telling you right now, if you're gonna base it on just what that person can bring to the relationship, all about money, it might not be the right relationship for you, because there's other things. We already mentioned all the healthy traits that go along. There's nothing to say anything about money in there. Self-love, honesty, trust, Communication, connection, willingness, commitment, compassion. I didn't hear it. I didn't say it because it's not. The relationship becomes complicated when you're in the wrong relationship. And the next thing, and we're getting close to the end of the hour. We're at 8 o'clock already, but we want to share these next two with you. Boundaries. The fourth reason many relationships begin with no boundaries are labels. Now, that's going to be a challenge because I ran into a relationship when they said, well, you know, we got to have a label. Somebody got to know what we, who we are. It's a difference between knowing who y'all are, that you are as a couple and what your relationship is. But in a relationship, when it's between you and that person, what boundaries do you have? Some things you're not comfortable with. You need to share that with individuals. You have to make sure if it's a label you're dealing with, then, you know, it might be a behavior and a boundary. We'll go back to behavior. And then some people like to use label. What kind of label? Well, I had that conversation as well, talking about, you know, the label being put on a relationship. You know, how are we going to label a relationship? Who are you to me in this relationship? When we go out and meet people, how are you going to introduce me? Now, if you communicate it, that's setting a boundary right there. Okay, and this is expectation. Now, you know, you're going to expect this is my friend right here. This is my companion. This is my partner. This is the person I love. Whatever you want to use, but you got a label on it, but you the boundary was talking about it, making sure you talk about it. And the fifth one we want to share is when couples not communicating well, their relationship breaks down. When you're afraid to have an important discussion, express your feeling the relationship is too complicated. If you're in a relationship and you're afraid to talk about things with your mate, person you're dating, or the person you're in a real relationship with, or a marriage. If you're afraid to share some things with that person about how you feel, if you're not able to express your feelings because you think the person is going to be screaming and shouting at you, you know what? That's not good. It becomes complicated. And I always tell people, they begin to show themselves. When they show themselves, believe what you see. Run as fast as you can away from the situation. It's not going to work. You're going to have some problems. Telling you're going to have some. You can't express yourself. I don't want to hear what you have to say. Just sit around and be quiet. Wait a minute. Are you talking to a child or are you talking to a grown person? We even let children speak. If you're in a relationship and you feel like you're a child, then what you need to probably do, you need to get out of that relationship. I'm telling you, run as fast as you can because that relationship is too complicated for you. For me, just hearing about it is too complicated for me. Now, we're going to end the show with some reasons why relationships are so complicated. One thing is it's hard to be intimate. Meaning a romantic relationship can be difficult to maintain because it possesses more intimacy than any other relationship. You have a work relationship, you have a friendship, which is in a relationship with somebody else, but when you're in a relation, a romantic relationship, it requires hard work. It requires you to be intimate. And if you're not comfortable in that, you don't need to be in a relationship. Number two, relationships need conflict management. People often do not get past the point of getting to know each other. Learn how to resolve conflict. Think about it. Most of the time in a relationship, there's going to be some form of not most time, but a lot of time, it'd be conflict. Conflict management, conflict resolution. You have to be good at that. If you're not willing to do that, you don't really need to be in that relationship. Number three, expectations. Just remember, reason why our relationships are so complicated, because of expectations. In a relationship, If you don't have any expectation, it's going to bring that relationship, especially a romantic relationship. It's going to bring it down. It's not going to be successful. We always have a vision of what we want, and people find it hard to pull back from their expectations. I expect this to go this way. We're talked about it. This is what we're going to do. You know, this is the kind of relationship we work for. So expectation is so important. And the last thing, romantic relationship. This is what we're talking about, a real relationship, brings up unhealed issues. Romantic relationship brings up unhealed issues. Remember some of the toxic things you encountered in the previous relationship. Romantic relationship brings things out. And I said that was last, but one more, and I talked about hard work, and this is one. Romance takes serious work. 365 days a year, 7 days a week, and 24 hours a day. Are you ready for it? Relationships are complicated because you will not be willing to do that. You're going to have to end it right there. It's been awesome tonight. I appreciate all of you all joining me. I'm going to give you a shout-out like I normally do. And it's good to be able to share things about relationships. Just keep in mind, you have to really, really want to be a part of it, that relationship, whether it's a romantic, even a friendship that requires you to be friends with somebody. You allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to be in that. Or you're just going to be at work. You got a work relationship. You got to allow yourself to be vulnerable, be comfortable with those people, but not too vulnerable. But when you get into a real relationship, to avoid being complicated, make sure you're able to talk about it. Make sure you're willing to work at it. Make sure you're committed. Make sure you're compassionate. Make sure you're trustworthy. Make sure you want to be honest. Make sure you're able to love and say, I love you, and give that gift, showing that you care and expect that back in return. And communication. Make sure all those things. It's been an awesome night tonight. I want to give a shout out for those individuals that's joining us. Now, check us out tomorrow night. We have our Talking Sports Plus, our 7 o'clock show that we have. As our previous show, we've got a hot show tomorrow night because we're going to talk about the so-called big ball game. They're already moving toward making the announcement for the college football playoff standings or rankings proposed. We're going to talk about what's been said. The big game this weekend, possibly for number 2 and number 3, or possibly number 1 and number 3 in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. That's a big ball game. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. So join us. We look forward to having you. We'll be on Facebook, Instagram, and Blog Talk Radio. Let me give a shout out to those people joining us on Facebook. There are several people needed to be waved at. I didn't get a chance to wave at you. This is Sheikha Johnson. Thank you very much, Sheikha. We got Richard Ely. Thank you, Richard, for joining us. Our host of the Minister Shannon Show, Minister Shannon Hendricks People, she's joining us. Ella St. James. We also have Sierra Washington. Thank you, Sierra. You can join us in many other shows. I'm so glad to have you. We all have Tiara Brand. Thank you, Tiara. Kelly Lewis. Oh, Kelly, is that Kelly Lewis out of Georgia, up there in North Georgia? Good friend of my sister, Yvette Smith. Kelly, thank you for joining us. Momo, who also joining us. This is Mira McCullough. Thank you for joining us. Dana Bowser, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mashallah. I want to give you a holler, Dana. I'm sorry, Dana. My cousin, Annie Catlett Smith. Thank you, cuz, for joining us tonight. Low Lexi girl. Thank you so much, Tina. Tina Lowe, for joining us so much. Moni, Love, Michelle, thank you so much for joining us. Shawana Martin, thank you for joining us. Jennifer Edwards, my sister, biological sister, thank you for joining us. Also, my frat brother, 2 nights in a row. Thank you, my brother. Check us out tomorrow night. We're going to be talking about this college playoff pitcher and the rankings. That's Winston Bingo O'Neill out of the Great Lake region. and served as the regional director for the Great Lakes. At the same time, I served as regional director for the southern region of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We served together and from 98 to 2001. It was good being there with you, my brother, then seeing you at Men of the Conclaves recently. So appreciate it. Carolina Charles, thank you. Lynette Rodriguez Everett, thank you. One of my ball players, Anthony Big Ant Rudolph from out of McKenzie, Alabama, thank you so much for joining us. Lisa Marie Smith Sherrod, thank you, Lisa, so much. Sharonda Oliver, thank you. Yvette Smith, thank you for joining us as well. And that's all we have. Join us on Facebook. And I appreciate you for doing that. It's been an awesome night tonight. But join us tomorrow at 7 o'clock, Talking Sports Plus, our preview show. And I host that show then at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I will host the primetime show, Talking Sports Plus. My co-host is Coach Tremaine Edwards, Coach Lauren D. Smith, Coach Cameron Gilmer, Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth, and the radio personality is Daryl E. Train Elliott. We have an awesome show planned tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. We're going three nights in a row. We're going to be hitting it hard, and we want to make sure people go to Facebook, check out some things that's going on with us. We're doing some things. We're doing some awesome things. Oh, God has blessed us through his vessel to do this, running advertising for individuals, and there's some things that are going on. You can check it out on Friday nights. Tonight, matter of fact, Tuesday and Friday night, my fraternity brother, the DJ Big Ox, is at Bren's Wing 2, 3133 Bell Road in Montgomery, Alabama. He's playing the ones and twos tonight. Bren's Wing is at the best wings in the city of Montgomery. And also, make sure you get there early because the parking is limited as well as the seating. Check it out. If you want to have your birthday party, get in touch with Andre over there. He was Tara and talk with them by coming there, bringing your parties there, and you can come there. There's no charge to go into Tuesday and really no night to Tuesday. When the DJ Big Ox is there, there's no charge. So check it out on Tuesday and Friday night from 7 o'clock until. That's Bren's Wing in Montgomery, Alabama, 3133 Bale Road. Been awesome being here. I give a shout out to Marcon Hagen, which is Big Ox Production. My frat brother, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you so much for each and every one of you all joining us. But it's time for us to wrap it up. You know, and I was playing a song, and I don't own the rights to this song, but, you know, I hear it when I be there, when I try to take an opportunity to go there to Bren's Wing and be playing it. My frat brother will be playing this, and I'm so glad he let me know about it so I can come there and share all the thoughts in regards to it. And the communication is awesome. Thank you all for having me. It's been an awesome night tonight on the Dr. Lowe Show, and it's good to be able to be the relationship guru with no filter. We talked about some strong things tonight. Think about what we said. If you got any concerns, you want to get back with me, all you have to go to is lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Give me a hit back. Let me know your thoughts on the topics we talked about. And if you want to be a part of the show, all you have to do is let me know, and I'll schedule time for you to come in and share your point of view. All of my frat brothers, all my former players, and all my friends, and all the people I'm meeting through Facebook, thank you so much for joining. We love you, and it's awesome, man. It's awesome. My hashtag is keep on grinding. My second hashtag is communicate for understanding. I'm listening. You're listening. And last but not least, as we play this song and don't have the rights to it, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome time.
All you Trey Horizons. Back again. Big Yayo. Jay Wong. T-Baby. Saddle up.
I need a cowgirl. Someone I can play with. Stay with rolling the hay with cowgirl. I'm looking for a cowgirl.
Cowgirl, baby.
She got a cowboy boots and tight-legged jeans on. Know she's the truth and ready to get her dreams on. Ready to ride. Oh, she's ready to ride. She got the cowgirl hat with the belt and mat. Gripping on that rope. She's a class act. She's ready to ride.
she's ready to ride.
Cowgirl, baby.
I need a cowgirl. Someone I can play with. Stay with and roll in the hay with cowgirl. I'm looking for a cowgirl.
You know, I just want to turn the music down because when we have people added to the show, I want to give them a shout out. Katrina Felder, thank you, Katrina, so much. You know, here in Montgomery, keep grinding hard down on Atlanta Highway. We'll give you a shout. We'll come down and holler at you. Make sure you holler back. Thank you so much.
Someone I can play with. Stay with and roll in the hay with cowgirl. I'm looking for a cowgirl.
Cowgirl, baby.
I need a cowgirl. Someone I can play with. Stay with and roll in the hay with cowgirl. I'm looking for a cowgirl. I can play with, stay with, roll.